year one under your belt? Was it all you dreamed of and more?
I can honestly say it was one of the best years of my life, if not the best year of my life. It's a tremendous honor to work in this city for this community and with this community and for this organization as well, from ownership to management, the staff and the players. You just could not ask for anything more as a person involved in the game of hockey. So very grateful. It was a tremendous year. Yeah, I think every year in coaching, you learn more and more about yourself. You learn how you respond to the good times and the tough times. And, you know, we learn about each other, too, as a coaching staff and as a group, with including the players. So there were a lot of very educational moments throughout the course of the year, for sure.
What was the biggest thing you learned this season?
Man, that's a great question. There are so many, and we've been reflecting on those things over the last few days. I'll tell you this. One of the things that we said to the team both yesterday and after Game 4 ended in Tri-Cities was that it's worth it. At the end of the day, it's worth it. You know, there are many, many people that would trade places with us right now, even though it's disappointing that we aren't still playing. It's a real special place here, a real special group. And the fact that we went all through all of those things together, the good things and the tough times, they were very much worth it because we got to do it together.
Definitely, you know, finality today. It's the toughest part.
I would say that word, the finality of it. You know, it's still, JF and I were having this conversation last night. We were talking about the fact that it still feels like mid-season. It still feels like there's more work to do. And it's an odd feeling, an odd sensation that there actually isn't. So I would say the finality of it is the most difficult part for sure.
Dan, you never blamed injuries throughout this whole thing, but, I mean, you went into this series now. It'd be like Tri-City without Kiki, Rasmussen, and those kind of guys. Explain that. You must know you're running on empty net.
I would say the gas tanks were a little bit low because of how much effort everyone put into it, and that's every player. You know, every player that played throughout the course of those two series just expended so much energy emotionally, physically, mentally, in every way. So the guys were pretty tired, but they had plenty in the tank to keep going as well. And I'm just extremely proud of the play of all of the players who were in the lineup. You know, as disappointing as it was not to have the injured guys around, because they're great players and great people, the players that were on the ice in those two series did a tremendous job. And you can look at every player, but some of the unique examples that stick out for me, I think, would be a player like Igor Martinov, maybe. He's over in Canada for the first time. This is his first CHL playoff experience, and you saw the punishment he took and the work rate from a player like him. So I think he's a great example of the types of efforts we saw from all of our players.
But do you think it's a different series with Kaspik, Soy, Walford in the lineup in that second round?
You know, it's so tough to know. The series is, each series, I should say, changes so much game to game and day to day. We saw that through Vancouver. We saw that even during the course of the four games against Tri-Cities. Each game had a different flavor to it, and the players coming in and out of the lineup obviously changed the complexion of each game. But you know, our guys that were in really felt right to the end that they had a chance to get one win and then another and another, and that's really what our focus was on, and I'm very proud of what they did.
When you look back on 2017, 2018, and you know, this season that it was, what's the first thing that's going to really earmark this year season?
First memory of the whole year. Right now I would say it, there are so many, but right now one thing that really sticks out is after Game 7 in Vancouver, just being down on the ice and just hearing the sound from the crowd, how loud that was and how intense that was emotionally, just how much emotion there was in the building. And actually, interestingly, I said to JF as we were walking through the lineup, I said, let's really try to remember this. Let's look around and remember this, because there are more of these to come. And let's really enjoy this and try to bottle this a little bit and turn this into more memories like these. That really sticks out for me right now. Yeah.
I guess I've got to ask you is, Cam says you're welcome back next year, of course. Are you coming back?
Oh, if he says so, then yeah, absolutely. You know, that's up to him, of course. But, you know, as I've said, I love it here. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
What was the most challenging part of the job this year for you?
Man, there were a lot of great challenges. They were all good. They were all good challenges. You learn as a head coach how to look at the big picture of things, how to not use your staff, but how to, I would say, maximize all of the resources that you have on your staff for everyone to contribute in a different way. So that's really important. You know, I think intuitively you know that going in, that you've got all these great resources on the staff and within the players and in management. But yeah, going through that process of figuring out the best way to sort of maximize each person's abilities is a great challenge and a really fun one, and a big difference between being a head coach and assistant coach for sure. And then there are the constant challenges throughout the course of any Western League season, the travel, you know, the ups and downs of the wins and losses and the health and the injuries, and just really trying to keep a balanced perspective and just try to keep moving forward and try to keep improving every day. That's an important skill that I think, you know, every coach and every player develops over time.
Any regrets or anything you'll do different next season that you learned from yourself this year?
Zero regrets, but definitely, you know, each year I think every coach, and I've heard this even from the most senior coaches in the NHL, guys like Mike Babcock and all those people, Jim Hiller, Dave Lowry, you know, the guys that are closer to me, they say that you learn every year. You look back on different situations on the ice, things you would try, do the same or do differently, the way you'd, you know, talk with your group or deliver a message, the way you'd plan. That's really the best part about coaching, is it's always changing. It's very organic. You never arrive, and so I love that about it. And so there'll be a lot of things we talk about as a staff over the summer to, you know, make sure we keep improving.
Yeah. Speaking of over the summer, you got 10, 19-year-olds. It's going to be a different type of team in terms of age group makeup. Does that affect how you strategize over the summer with your coaching group?
Really good question. I wouldn't say the age affects it, but I would say just the look of the depth chart, you know, the structure of the personnel. You can do different things with different groups of players. And it's one thing I love about this team. You know, Cam and his staff, the management staff and the scouting staff, they always do such a great team of building a team that's versatile, deep, cohesive, and it allows you as a coach to do a lot of different things, or try to do a lot of different things on the ice. And you know, you see that every year. We saw it this year with some of the great pickups that Cam and his staff made, either as free agents or through trade. So excited to see what the roster looks like next year.